This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, January 13th. God's word for you today is COTI. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 107, verse 9. And it says, "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." John 7 verse 38 says, "Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." I want to challenge you, even if you do not think you are thirsty, to begin to thirst for all that God wants to do in your life. Hunger is the currency by which we trade with heaven. Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, "Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink. Even if you have no money, come. Take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free." The Passion Translation puts it this way: "Listen, are you thirsty for more? Come to the refreshing waters and drink. Even if you have no money, come. Buy and eat. Yes, come and buy all the wine and milk you desire. It won't cost a thing. The heavenly currency of trade is thirst. All other things being equal, you are saved and Jesus is the Lord of your life. The only thing that will determine how great you become in God and how you fulfill your destiny is how hungry you are for what God has for you. How hungry are you? For example, there are two Christians. One is complacent, not hungry, does not desire God, and does not want anything. The other one is hungry and pushing and desiring God. One will be filled and the other will not be filled, even though both are saved. The currency, the heavenly currency for trade, is thirst. The Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus hungry and thirsty. She wanted Jesus to heal her daughter. And Jesus made one of the statements in the scriptures that I still struggle with. Jesus said to her, "Healing is the children's bread. I cannot give what belongs to the children to dogs." Jesus, did you really say that? Did you really call this woman a dog? But this woman looked beyond my confusion and said one of the most profound statements of faith ever. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Jesus' response was, "You have answered correctly," which means it was a test. A lot of people would have been offended at Jesus' initial statement. But when you are hungry, you are hungry. And it is what you want that you want. Whether or not people call you auntie, you do not care and you do not get offended. "This person did not kneel to greet me," or "that person did not offer me a chair," does not even come to play. What are you hungry for? The Syrophoenician woman was filled with hunger and with wisdom, because she understood that if there is butter in the bread, the crumbs on the floor will have butter too. If there are nutrients in the bread, there will be nutrients in the crumbs. If there are vitamins in the bread, there will be vitamins in the crumbs. "Do not bother with giving me bread. Give me the crumbs. I will be fine." Jesus was blown away. Hunger, what are you hungry for? Let us pray. Father, according to your word, satisfy my thirst and fill my hunger with all your goodness, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.